Hi, and welcome to the Fastest Path to Cash audio series. My name is Nancy Roberts, and I'm co-founder of the Income 180 System, How to Turn Around Your Income in 90 Days. In this first audio, I discuss a strategy that can literally bring money in the door of your business today, not just 90 days from now, but actually today. I first have to teach you a concept, though, called active income. And really, in any business, there's three different types of income. There's active, leveraged, and passive. Now, I know the dream of a lot of business owners is to go into business and make money while you sleep, or make money while you lay on the beach, or whatever it is that you wanted to do while your business was automatically generating money. And that, of course, is passive income. And here's the thing, we do believe in passive income. It's not like we're going to tell you not to try and create that in your business. That is one of the main ways you can reach financial freedom. As a matter of fact, in one of our businesses, we made over $50,000 in passive income just last year. But that's not where we started. And that's kind of the really important point. And it's not where you start either. In any business, where you want to start generating income from, and the quickest income, is with active income. What we mean when we say active income is it's the work that you do one-on-one or face-to-face with clients. So no matter what your type of business is, whether you're a coach, you could be a massage therapist, you could be an accountant, any way that you work with your clients face-to-face, that's active income. So why is it that we say active income is the fastest path to cash? Well, the reason we say it is because active income is typically one or two phone calls away. So if you have a couple leads sitting on your desk, maybe you've been looking at them, not wanting to call them, which, by the way, we're going to address in audio number two. If you're looking at those leads, typically, they're somebody you've met, somebody who was interested in what you did. Maybe they're a prospect that you met at an event or networking. And when you figure out the right conversation to have with a prospect, which, by the way, we're going to address in audio number three, then you can have a closing ratio of 40 to 50%, maybe higher, maybe a little bit lower, of every prospect that you talk to. When you get that good at selling what you do, then that next sale or that next client or that next cash injection is literally just one phone call away. So when you look at leveraged income is the income that you generate when you're working with a group of people. So let's say you put a teleclass together that you charge for, or you do a workshop, or you do some sort of group coaching program. All of that is leveraged income. So a group of people are paying you for whatever it is that you deliver. So you put the time in, but you're obviously leveraging your time. So not that that's not a great way to make money, and that's something in the Income 180 system that we actually get you started doing rather quickly, is leveraging your time. But to create any program like that where you enroll a group into it takes more time. It's not just one phone call away. It's enrolling a group of people into a program, creating the content for that program, and then delivering that program. So it takes a little bit longer. Passive income as well, again, that's the dream, but it takes a system. You have to do the work on the front end, the creation of whatever the product or program is. You have to do lead generation, and then you have to set up the systems for that to run automatically to generate that income. Again, that takes time. Active income is the only type of income that can happen today by picking up your phone. The other thing that active income does for you is it gives you the experience and the knowledge of working with your clients who are hopefully in a target market, like a very specific niche for you, and it gives you the knowledge that you need to then create group programs, which is that leveraged income, or to create products, which then brings you that passive income. And because you've worked with them one-on-one, you know their unique challenges, you know the language they speak, and you know what you've told them because you start to recognize the advice you give over and over again. You think, well, I've had this conversation several times today with several different clients. That's the exact kind of knowledge and experience you want to put into your programs and products. So that's another advantage to active income. Now, I have to be honest, I would be remiss if I did not mention that there is a major downside to active income, which is why the leveraged and passive incomes exist. The downside is that active income that work with one-on-one clients is very time-intensive. Very time-intensive. You have to be in front of them. You have to be engaged. And as we know, there's a limit on your time. Thus, there's a limit on your income, right? So that's why we fall in love with the idea of passive income, because we think, well, then there's no limit. So here's the, I'm going to give you an example of what happened in our business, and then I'm going to give you the solution to the downside of active income. So there was a time early on in our business where we were selling one-on-one coaching to other business owners, and we ended up with over 40 one-on-one private coaching clients. Now, if you're out there building a business and you maybe you're in a coaching business and you've been struggling to fill your calendar, you probably think that sounds wonderful. I would love to have 40 one-on-one clients. Well, let me tell you, it was too many. We were maxed out, we were exhausted, and quite frankly, we were broke because we weren't charging that much. So sometimes, you know, you say be careful what you wish for. That was kind of what we'd wished for. We had wished for to go into business and then fill up our calendars. Once we did it, we looked at it and said, this isn't sustainable. We're going to be exhausted, and again, we're going to be broke. So the solution, which I'm going to tell you to strap on your or hold on to your seats because this is going to rock some people's world. The solution is to dramatically raise your prices. Dramatically raise your prices. Now, some of you just like got all wigged out because the thought of quoting higher prices is very scary for a lot of people. But what we find with most of the business owners that we work with is that they are radically undercharging for their services. A lot of people, when they go into business, they think they don't have the experience and thus they don't have the confidence to charge what they're worth. We see this all the time. It's definitely where we work. But I could give you example after example after example of people who have doubled and tripled their rates, like just out of the gate, just like the next day they just decided to, you know, raise their rates like that without losing many clients. And, you know, and that is the fear, right? Well, if I raise my rates, either nobody will hire me, or if I raise my rates, I'll lose the clients that I have. I can tell you I've seen it. It's not true. Even if you were to lose a few clients, think about this. Even if you lost a few clients but you doubled your rate, you'd still be making more money and working less. So let me give you an example from my business. There was, when I was doing corporate consulting, there was a service that I did for companies, helping them benchmark a job or a position in their company, and I was charging between $500 and $1,000. And sometimes that was even hard for me to quote. And so then one day I went to this workshop where there were other people that did what I do. And in this room, not one consultant was charging less than $3,500 for a position benchmark. I was charging $500 to $1,000, and not one person was charging less than $3,500. I felt so stupid. But when I left that workshop, I said, that's it. I put a stake in the ground and said, I am not going to charge less than $3,500 ever again. Well, that week, doesn't it happen that I get a prospect to talk to about doing a position benchmark? I'm on the phone with them, and these two gentlemen, really high dominant gentlemen, and they ask me the price, and here's the moment of truth. Do I chicken out? Do I quote my old price, or do I go with the new price? So I said $3,500, and I have to tell you, I almost felt like I was going to fall out of my chair because I had to wait, silence. And the answer that came back was, okay, great. How many positions do you think we should start with? So I could barely get the words, well, why don't you start with two, which, of course, meant $7,000. And prior to that, you know, it would have taken me many contracts to make $7,000. So that, you know, that's just an example of how easy it can be when you get the courage and confidence to quote what it is that you're really worth. The trick is to quote whatever number you can say without stuttering and without stammering all over yourself. And for many of you, that's not much higher than what you're charging. So I want you to practice. I want you to the next person that you quote your services to, again, doesn't matter what business you're in, whatever you're charging now, I want you to double your rates. And here's the thing, just as an exercise, doesn't mean you have to stay like this, doesn't mean that your rates can't go back down, although I wouldn't encourage that, but just quote it double for the next person that you quote and see what happens. My philosophy now is, you know what, I don't have their business anyways, so I might as well push my price quote up and see what happens. If you get the client, great. You'll have learned a very valuable lesson in quoting your prices with confidence and raising your prices. If you don't get the client, then, you know, we'll adjust. We'll go back to the drawing board and see what else you have to change in the sales conversation in order to get what it is that you're worth. So, again, the only downside to active income is it is time intensive. But the solution to that is to raise your rate dramatically. That way you can add people into your practice, you can make more money, and then what you do is in the second and third parts of Income 180 is you start to work on the leveraged income and the passive income. But for now, we really want you to stay focused on the active income. And in the second audio, we talk about the fear that a lot of people have when selling their services, which is why that raising of the price is so difficult, because if you're looking at that stack of leads on your desk and not calling people, then, you know, you've got to overcome that fear first. So that's going to be addressed in the next audio, and my business partner, Chris Kenny, is going to be with me. So I hope you enjoyed this information, and we'll be back with you on the next topic of overcoming sales call reluctance. Talk to you soon.